Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. How's everybody doing? Welcome to the Messenger Podcast. Weekly, we meet to discuss how God is ever so important in our lives. Without further ado, I'm going to introduce myself and present to others none other than our own Messenger Ron Dyer. Hear him.
Bless you, my brother. Bless you, my brother. How are you doing today? Bless you, my brothers and sisters.
How's everybody doing today?
How's it good? Can't complain. I'm feeling great, actually. Thank you very much.
Hey, Brother Messenger.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Look on your mix board and make sure that's on 01 and not 16.
Getting a lot of echo.
Yeah. Those the lights should say 01.
Is it much better?
No, its quality is good, but I'm still getting the echo. Big feedback.
Is it better, my brother?
Nope. The quality is good, but I'm getting good feedback.
I'm not hearing what you're hearing.
So. You're not hearing feedback, Sister Nurse Carmen?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, it is big feedback.
Wow.
Okay, let's go ahead and proceed with our show.
Bless you. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Our brother.
Yeah, I'm still getting
hear me?
Got a really nice heavy reverb on you, Brother Messenger.
Hello out there. Can anybody hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm not being received in the manner in which I've been trying to get to you.
I don't hear the feedback that your brother hears.
I can't. I hear a big reverb on it.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here, and we got reverb on top of reverb.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And there's nobody on right now but you and I, Nurse Carmen. So I don't even understand. I don't even understand where the reverb's coming from.
Wow.
Well, yeah. I don't know what's happening right now. Wow. I thought we were like so past this point. But hey. Okay, wait a minute. Let me hear the messenger now. Hey, good evening,
bless
Brother
you,
Messenger. How
brother.
You doing today?
I'm blessed, my brother. I'm blessed.
I don't know what's going on with our audio tonight, audience, but we keep getting a real bad reverb.
Still getting
so
a reverb?
What we're gonna
really?
Do, we're going to go ahead on with the show anyhow.
That's what we're going to do.
That's what we're going to do. So let's get the show started. Tonight we want to talk Bible. We want to talk, the message is going to talk about our creative abilities. But we're going to talk on the Bible. Now, last night we started a conversation about the Pope. Whole different broadcast. So we're going to take the same topic and put it into tonight's broadcast. So tonight you're going to hear a little different perspective. When we start talking about the Bible and the Pope in particular, the only reason we brought the name Pope up is because he is under some kind of investigation of allegations of that make the Catholic Church want him to resign. So again, my point I was going to make with as we talk Bible, the messenger has been telling us all the while that put no faith in that nonsense. Okay, you're smart enough to understand that that's not a genuine artifact. That is not the inestimable gift from God to man. It is just a book of stories. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and move out of the way and let the messenger speak a little more on that. Go ahead, Brother Messenger.
Bless you, my brother. Bless you, my brother. One of the things that we as society today, we keep looking and asking God for a sign. And what we fail to realize is that we've already got the sign. The sign is he is there with us working each and every day, but we fail to see it because we're constantly looking for something that's right in front of us. We're looking for heaven, and heaven is right here. We're looking for hell, and hell is right here. It's time for us, as the opening song said, it's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to better understand what's going on in our lives and who we are. Since the beginning of, we can remember, we've had so much trust in the Pope, the Catholic religion. And this isn't only applicable to the Catholic religion, this is applicable to the Baptist and to any other ones. Muslim, Islam, is applicable to all of them. We constantly put all of our hope in these people, even though in this book it tells you don't put your trust in man. But we come to the point where we pretty much worship an idol. These people that woke up one morning and said that God called them to preach. God didn't call them to preach. We are all messengers. We all have a message. Just because you're a messenger doesn't make you a preacher. And it doesn't make you any more or any less. But we've gotten to that point where we got to believe in anything except for ourselves. So I'm just really, really, really... want to be able to stress that to us. It's important for us that we know who we are, because if we don't come to know who we are just like the story in the Bible about the children of Israel, how they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. That's what we're doing. We're looking for something that is already here. We proclaim every chance we get that Jesus is inside me. But then again, we turn around and we proclaim we waiting on the day that he comes back. Come back from where? If he's in you, where is he coming back from? Oh, no, we looking for a guy. But the word tells us that God is spirit. So because he's spirit, we should rejoice knowing that that is who we are. But once again, we can't get out of the way of this body thinking it's the end all, and it is actually such a small part of who we really are. And we have to begin to understand that it is the spirit within you that you have your being. It is the spirit within that person that does the things that we don't like, that they have their being. Yes, it's something in the background that's really, really bad, my brother. I'm not sure what it is, but it's something that's...
Is it my air conditioner that's on?
Did you just cut it off?
No, I didn't turn it off, no.
No? No, whatever it was, it just stopped.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, whatever it was, it just stopped.
Okay.
But it's important for us, it's important for us to start to look at who we are. The Bible tells you, now it's back. The Bible tells you, try God. And so because it's telling you, because he's trying to get us to understand who and what we are, he's trying to tell you to try him and see. And the funny part about it is we try him, we see, and then we go right back to the same stuff that's had us wallowing in the muck and the mire, walking around in the daytime with a flashlight looking for someone that is already here.
Mm.
And this is something that we've gotta renew our minds. We've gotta change our way of thinking. It is the God in you that makes you who you are. And if you have God in you, why do you need to sit and wait patiently for the day for him to return? Now I know these books tell you all kinds of stuff, but you gotta understand that is just what it says it is. It's history. And history is his story. You didn't get that, did you?
Yeah, I got it.
History. His story. Right. And that's all it is. And so we're basing and living our entire lives based on some stories that's been handed down. How many times have we based our life, how long did we go under the illusion that there was such a thing as Santa Claus?
Wait, what are you trying to say?
What's that?
No Santa?
Well, no, we got something better than Santa. But I mean, how long did we live our lives truly believing this?
A long time.
Truly believing this. Right. And so we've got to wake up to this gullible notion and realize who we are. And I mentioned that we have to try God. And what I mean by try God is start walking in the faith, in the knowing of who you are, and watch how things change.
Amen.
And once again, I'm saying it in the realistic sense, because see, sometimes what happens is people don't believe that it's God unless somebody jumps over the moon or somebody sticks up their hand and stops the traffic as in the Matrix or something along. They don't think it's God. But I'm talking about in our daily lives. And not that God can't do all of those things, but God don't need to prove himself. What we need to do is we need to prove ourselves. Here's God at work. I'll give you some examples on things to look for so that we can stop looking for this big sky to crack open and millions of dollars just dropping down and stuff. How about that person that they told them that they never walk again? And they somewhere walking and running and stuff. How about that person?
Mm-hmm.
How about that person that was told that they've got 2 weeks to live, 20 years later, they're still here? God is at work here. But
amen.
We can't see it because we're looking in the opposite direction. I've been in a situation where we went, what was that, Kenny Loggins or something? This is it. I can't take it no more. This is it. How many of us have been in that situation? But he has brought us through. And when I say he has brought us through, he brought us through us. And what I mean by through us is when we were at our lowest and we was able to pull ourselves up, when we look to the left of us and we look to the right of us, who was truly there? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying people didn't give you encouraging words. I'm not saying people didn't stop by to help you. But when you got up, who was it that got you up? It was yourself.
Amen. The God in me. Amen.
That's right. But we can't accept that. Hello? We can't accept that. We seem to think that it's something else. And it's time for us to stop playing games. Stop walking around here. We so afraid to worship this and worship that. But when we're not doing anything different than the pagans did back in Jesus' day. We're not doing anything different. We're so afraid that we can't. We don't want to do this and we want to do that because we don't want to offend God because we're worshiping idols. But how many of us, and nothing personally to them, but how many of us worship T.D. Jakes? How many of us worship the Pope? How many of us worship these big church ministers? How many of us just worship all kind of things? But then we walk around like we bigger and better than that. And I've got nothing against any of them. I've got something with the people for walking, and they've got you thinking that you've got to have blind faith. You've got to have blind faith in God knowing these things. Not in anybody else but God. And actually, it really, truth be told, it ain't even faith. It's knowing. Faith is what's going to have you bumping your head and worshiping all of these other different people. That's what faith's going to do. But when you know that you know, that's when you begin to move mountains. When you know that it is God within you. When you know that he never sees, as David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Or his seed begging for bread. He said, I've never seen it. So that's something that we've got to go on. And it's not just faith, it's knowing. Because when you know that you know, there's nothing that anybody can do to change that. And when I mean change that is when you know that your time has come, your season is here. When you know that you know, there's nothing anybody can do about it. No matter how hard they try, because you know, and there's nothing nobody can do to change your mind on it. When you know, I'll use this as when you know, you're going to the dealer to pick up that car. and that car give you, and that dealer give you the keys to the car, and you know that that car is yours, can anybody change you? As a matter of fact, on your way to get that car, you knew this is mine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I need to do is just get there, and it's mine. And I'm using the car just as an example, but there are so many other different things in life that is showing us the power that we have. How many people have really heard about people that say, I'm getting this and ain't got a dime, but somehow, some way they got it? Nobody don't know nobody?
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah,
nobody.
I know somebody.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, right, so what?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm y'all listening to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're listening to somebody, and I know. And you all know there are things that if it hadn't been for the God in you, and the reason why I keep stressing that is because we want to give credit to someone else, but I say it because if you think back to any time that it has happened in your life, when you look around, all you see is you.
Right.
And because all you see is you, you've got to understand that it is something within you. It is something within you that have got all of these things falling into place that's doing it. And what could that be? It could be only one thing. That's
mm-hmm.
all it can be.
Mm-hmm.
It can only be one thing that moves the universe, that has the universe at its command. It's only one thing. And that one thing is God, the Creator. And that's what we are, creators. Because we have God in us. And you know, we've been asleep so long that we think that that's a bad thing to say. But that's something that we need to hold reverence to. That's something that we need to walk more in who we are. And if we begin to walk in that calling or in that knowledge of who we are, a lot of this stuff would, you remember when Obama just brushed that stuff off his shoulder? Jay-Z brushed that off? That's what we would do, knowing that that is so petty and so beneath us that it doesn't even deserve a reaction. Because for every action, there is going to be a reaction. So that does not deserve anything. It is nothing that can harm me in any way. So there is no need for me to give thought to something to that, which is going to take me out of my high place.
Mm.
I'm saying it tonight with passion, because I want us to understand that we've been having these podcasts for a while, and I really believe, and I know for my brother and myself, that it is strengthening us. But I'm here to tell you as a message. Message for today is we've got to walk more in our calling. We've got to let our light so shine. Now, as my baby sisters say all the time, we got to stop talking about it and be about it.
And be about it.
So that they will know. Because right now they think we crazy. Even though they the one walking around in darkness, they think we crazy because they think that they got the light. I don't know how you can have the light and one breath say that God is in you, and then in another breath say you're waiting for his return. I don't know how that works. And the more I think about it, the more I'm trying to understand how could I have been in that for so long when it was right before me.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, right?
All the hypocrisy. You've got these great men of God. These great men of God who's walking around here as if they just had breakfast with God himself. Not us, but him. And 2 weeks later come to find out the very thing that they're condemning you for, they've done it already. Or they're doing it.
Right.
But we're following behind them as if they are the way. Jesus said, I am the way. And all he meant by that is, I'm trying to tell you, if you do these things, happy are ye.
Mm.
The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven, we can all be in heaven right now. Because heaven is just a state of mind.
All right now.
This whole universe is the Lord's. He ain't got no one little place set aside called heaven. All of this is his. So if all of this is his, why would he have something set aside called heaven? When all of it is heaven to him. We just fail to see it. Because of our values and our standards, we place them on God and think that God isn't satisfied with it. Trust me, if there was anything here that God was not satisfied with, it would not be. Because anything that is here was created or allowed to be created by him. We've got to stop taking the power from God and realizing just how much power he got, realizing just how much his ways are not like our ways. We've got to get to that point. We've got to get there so that we can let our light shine. And I know it can be hard at times, but let the Spirit lead you. Let the Spirit lead you. Don't sit back in the back and let those that think they know the way continue to lead people astray.
Mm.
Because the same way they got a message, so do we.
Yeah.
And because of the fact that no matter, and this is something we've got to understand, no matter what you do, you can only end up in one place. So what I'm saying is, it's not that ours is the only way, is the better way or the only way. It's just another way. And we see what this way have gotten us. This way have gotten us, the way that we've been taught for so long, have gotten us with the bare minimal of financial needs, of all the things that we truly want. Because they want us to believe that God wants us to be poor. They want us to believe that money is bad. They want us to believe that sex is bad. God is love, but sex is bad.
Mm.
These are the things that we've been accustomed to. We've been taught up to believe is what saith the Lord. And I say to you tonight, as we get ready to end this podcast, if you want to hear what saith the Lord, when this podcast is over, or whenever you get finished, whoever might tune into it tomorrow, when you get finished listening to this podcast, take a few moments, cut off the TV, cut off the radio, sit down, and as Brother Stevie Wonder said in one of his records, sit down and have a talk with God. Not have a talk with TD Jakes, not have a talk with anybody. Have a talk with God. And I guarantee you, if you will open up your ears, you will hear what he has to say.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So I want to be encouragement, Sister Pryor. I want you to know I'm thinking about you, and I'm trusting and believing that you're going to do what you said you're going to do.
I'm doing.
Okay.
Bless my sister.
Okay.
God bless. Thank you. Back at you. Thank you.
All right. I want to be able to read it soon. Or just
yes,
the outline of something. I want
yes,
to be able
sir.
To, because then that lets me know that you are trusting in and the God that's within you that's telling you to do it. Not the messenger, but the God that is within you. He will direct
right.
your path. Okay,
right.
So I wanna see something soon. It ain't gotta be the full thing,
but I want to see you at work. And not only for Sister Per, but for the messenger, for Sister Carmen, for co-producer, all of us.
Amen.
Let's let our light so shine. I love you all, and until Saturday, walk with God. You got no other choice.
Amen. All right,
amen.
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 Amen.